and talk about I-95, road we've been talking about a lot recently. Mm-hmm. Going to read a quote first. This is what it looks like when the ingenuity of Delco meets the grit of Philly. So said Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro yesterday when he announced that a critical portion of I-95 would reopen this weekend, which is amazing.
It's crazy.
That Delco part of the quote refers to an unusual type of material crews are using right now to create a temporary fill that will support the reopened lanes. This fill is made by Aero Aggregates, which is a company based in Eddystone, Delco. And joining us now on the line is the company's founder and CEO, Archie Filshill. Archie, thanks so much for joining us on Studio 2.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Archie, people think when they hear that they're going to be driving over recycled glass or some kind of material made from recycled glass, I think they think they're driving over like shattered beer bottles or right. something or shattered pieces of glass. But I know that the material kind of looks like a pumice stone and it's super lightweight. How do you turn this recycled glass into this material that's very light and like a pumice?
Well, you're exactly right. When you say recycled glass, people have a picture in their head of broken bottles. But we that's what we start with. We take the glass that nobody else wants or otherwise would go to landfill, and we bring it to Eddystone and we put it through several processes. One is a cleaning process to take any of the paper and plastic out. But then we take all that mixed colored shards of glass and we grind it into a very fine powder, almost a talcum powder consistency. Mm. Then it goes through a heating process that foams it. So we are taking it from shards of glass and really creating a new material, an engineered material out of it.
What's the history of this process? Like, how long have people been doing this? How did you get involved in producing this type of material?
Sure. So, well, my background's in geotechnical engineering. And for about 15 years, I had a design build construction company that worked pretty heavily in the Delaware Valley. And we saw the need for lightweight increasing, a lot of soft soil sites, a lot of work around the water, around the Delaware and the Schuylkill. And previous to Aero, your only option was big blocks of expanded polystyrene, or what they call geofoam. But the geofoam has some issues because it's flammable, and if you spill gas or diesel, it melts. So not great for under highways. You have to take a lot of precautions. And I was introduced to foam glass by a colleague in Norway back in 2013. So all of a sudden, here's a material that's in the same weight class, but without any of the environmental issues. Started testing it, researching it for a couple of years. We imported some material, did more extensive testing, and then decided this is something that should be in the States. And it's been used in Europe now going on 40 years. So just new to North America.
Were you the first to bring it to North America, Archie?
Yes, correct. For what we're doing, the dry process foam glass, correct.
Now, I know there are concerns about the integrity of it, or is this safe? Is this temporary bridge that's being supported by the recycled glass material, is this going to be safe? Like, how can you reassure folks?
Yeah, so we've been in the U.S., we've been making the material since 2017, and we've got it underneath roadways and highways up and down the East Coast. This is a temporary application, which probably accounts for maybe 2% of the projects that we do. Everything else that we do is, you know, there permanently. So we're underneath a 10-acre apron at Philadelphia International Airport where they park the large jets on. We're underneath the on-ramp to I-95 at Girard Avenue.
So this could withstand the traffic that travels on that part of the interstate by Comet.
Correct. Down in Virginia and Fredericksburg, the center lanes are on 15 feet of foam glass aggregate.
Oh, wow. So, Archie, you alluded to it earlier, but I want you to perhaps be a bit more descriptive. What is the advantage of this material over dirt or the normal gravel we see every day or some other alternative? Why did it fit this type of project where they're trying to get something up really quickly?
Yeah, so there's probably two key components to this specifically for what's going on at Cotman Avenue. The quickest way to open up 95 was to build that embankment, which is what they're doing, and open up lanes while they work on the permanent bridge. However, they could have brought in any type of fill, but in that same section where they need it underneath Cotman Avenue are two utilities. There's an 86-inch sewer main and I believe a 30-inch water main. So if you were to bring up 20 foot of fill in that area with those utilities, the potential for breaking the utility, crushing it under that weight, was the concern. So that leads you to an ultra lightweight material that now you can bring up 20 feet of that foam glass up to the road surface, which will end up feeling like only maybe 3 or 4 feet of soil and not put any of that stress on the utilities below. So that was the primary reason why they use it. It's why we get used in a lot of projects to take weight off of soft compressible soils or underground utilities. But the other thing, and we saw this on Friday, the material can be placed in much thicker lifts than traditional soils and has no effects by weather. So a lot of soils, if it's raining, you have to stop, let the material dry out. Foam glass has none of those issues. So even on Friday during that heavy rain event, the Buckley and Company were able to keep compacting material and bring it up. They weren't stopped at all because of the rain.
Right. So were you surprised at the speed of this rebuild so far? I mean, I am surprised.
I come from a construction background, and I'm impressed. I don't want to say surprised. I'm impressed because, and the reason I make that distinction is, it's the teamwork of everybody out there, right? The contractor's doing a great job, but the coordination with the state police, the city, I mean, I think the governor used the term all hands on deck. I mean, you can see that firsthand with everybody involved in that project. And I think what's great for Philadelphia, and I see it from my side, even just as an aggregate supplier, are the amount of calls you get from, let us know if we can help, what do you need? Like, everybody's on board to get this thing going. So they're doing a great job, and it is going up a lot faster than I believe anyone expected. But they're out there 24/7, and they're working the entire time, no doubt about it.
Well, you and all the folks involved have become the rock stars of the
Oh,
Delaware Valley this past 2 weeks.
yeah,
Thanks so
yeah.
much for joining us, Archie
I
Fischel.
appreciate that. Thank you
Absolutely,
so much.
absolutely. And we appreciate the time. We know you're busy right now.